Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD. Rono.
Oh, man, I got some big words right out of the gates. But I must declare, it is Friday. Oh, yeah.
Hello, Friday.
Hello.
I've been waiting for you for a long time.
Oh, you're our favorite kind of Friday, too.
Yes.
Long Friday.
Long Friday. It's a long weekend, yeah.
Hello, Longfellow.
Been looking forward to you for months.
There's a few people that are probably working this weekend.
Well, of course. Yep. The commerce makes the world go round. Uh-huh. And shout out to y'all. In particular, shout out to all of the first responder type individuals that have to deal with, we'll just call it shenanigans because there's a fair amount of shenanigans going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. So shout out to y'all. Thank you. We absolutely appreciate you. And at some point, you'll have your Friday, whenever that is.
Yep.
But this is our Friday, so we're in for it. Very strong words here on the K92 Morning Thang heading into this Friday, this long weekend. Monica, Zach, Antoine, let me just read some of these strong words.
Okay.
It smacks of desperation.
Ooh.
This is something that no one wished for. Unnecessary and pointless might also apply. Save yourself the trouble of buying a ticket and just check into the nearest middle school talent show. The few light laughs aren't enough to justify awakening the genie, but he's out and it's too late now to stuff him back in the lamp. That's right, friends. I'm reading reviews for Aladdin. Antoine's favorite movie of 2019. He's been very excited for this.
You're going to see it today, right?
Oh.
That's the plan. The plan is to see it today. Okay. I'm definitely seeing it this weekend.
Zach doesn't ruin it for you.
It's not going to. It's Will Smith. It's not going to ruin
Smith,
it. I'm completely biased. No matter what the reviews say, I'm going to walk out loving it.
I am. You're going to love it no matter what, really?
Because it's Will Smith.
Yeah, because it's Will Smith.
Yeah.
I hope you do. I hope it's not the thing that ruins Will Smith for him. You know, that sort of thing. You don't need to get
It'll be Bad Boys that do that.
Oh, the new Bad Boys movie, that'll do it. Oh, my God, you're terrible. Yeah, I hate when there is a certain, something happens. You love a celebrity or a musician or whatever, and then they do one role or they say one thing or they come out with one song.
And you're done.
And you're done. Like, you just can't anymore. And it's sad. And you're like, I used to like you, now I hate you.
I used to love you.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh.
Yeah, I used to like, was it Mumford and Sons?
I remember that. Yeah, Mumford, I remember you were into them.
Oh, I was big into them. Loved them.
And what happened? They just went mainstream and you were like, okay.
They had that one song, the I Will Wait song that came out. And I loved that song. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. It's on the radio. And then it became so popular, I wanted to smash that banjo.
You can love them again. Because do we play any Mumford and Sons now?
Yeah, their next album was back. Actually, their newest album is okay. But the magic is gone.
Oh, you know, stinks.
It's just, it's like when you decide to stay together in a relationship when the other person cheated on you.
Oh, no.
The magic is still gone a little bit, no matter what.
Oh,
there's always a little bit of, oh, we're good. You cheated. But we're good. Yay.
That one was okay.
I love it. Yeah. Hey, cheater. So hopefully this isn't the thing that soils Will Smith.
I don't think
for
it
you.
Will, because he has invested so much time and clothing and everything else into Will Smith. I think that's a forever love.
And I think it's because of how much I appreciate his personality and the Fresh Prince and all that. Like, it can do no wrong with me.
But you're only as good as your last role. So it could happen. If it happens, let's do this. Next week, we'll do a Will Smith burning. We'll get all your stuff. We'll set it on fire.
Man.
But it's only if you truly believe that he has ruined everything for you.
If we're going to burn all my Will Smith stuff, we're going to need one hell of a dumpster.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot.
We have a dumpster out there.
There's a lot.
That we're not allowed to throw trash in.
Big old K92 bonfire.
Yep. The K92. The big old bonfire. That's what it is. Yep. Marshmallows to roast by the smell of burning textiles. That always works good.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
She's in trouble. She's in trouble with her now husband.
Okay. Do we need to help her, or are we going to say, that's what you get?
I don't know. Because she just got married. But people are upset with this woman because she told her now husband that she wanted no kids at the wedding. No kids. And I've been to weddings where, you know, no kids allowed.
Oh, so
know,
no kids at the wedding.
At the wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying with the Ivy wed, P.S. I never want children.
No,
I heard that too.
That's what I heard.
At the wedding, she said no kids. You leave your kids at home. Okay. This is just adults. But the catch is she told her husband, who has a kid by his ex, I don't even want your kid there.
Ooh. You can't do that.
Yes, she did.
He should have put the kid in the wedding.
She did.
It is so tough because children ruin weddings. They do.
I don't want to say ruin.
No, I do want to say ruin.
They sometimes do ruin. They dance and they're real cute, then they sit down.
I've seen wedding receptions completely ruined by children when there were just lots of kids there.
Oh, yeah.
And they swarm the dance floor. They take it over. They're all over the place. It's just...
You feel like you can't play certain music.
Mm-hmm. Not even just the reception, the ceremony.
Yeah, all of it.
Because they have to be entertained if it's a longer ceremony and stuff like that.
They're always crying and making noise and things. So it's perfectly fine situations when you have those immediate children needs. This kid, there should have been an exception for this.
I know.
One kid.
Could he have put the kid in a wedding? Like, if he would have made the kid like a groomsman. If
you're assuming it was a kid in a chair.
But I think she wanted a simple wedding. She wanted to be adults only. And that's what she wanted.
Yeah. And it's easy to attack this woman, too. But it's her party. They are throwing the party.
Yeah.
So people always love that. How dare you say no kids at your party that you're paying for? That's like $10,000 and people come and they eat and drink for free. Like, if you don't like the rules of my party, don't come to the party.
But what she's saying is my stepkid isn't allowed.
That's not allowed.
That's a little harsher.
That's a rocky road to start a relationship with a stepmom. Yes.
That's right.
So she should have made an exception.
Rocky.
Unless, which do you have this in the story? You probably don't, but it would certainly factor in. Is this child annoying?
We don't know that.
Mm? Okay.
We don't know if the kid, but it's still his kid.
But if it's his annoying kid, I don't know. Man. I mean, maybe you could also eliminate any sort of confusion and you have the wedding when it's mom's weekend to have the kid anyway. And then it's mom's weekend. It's not that he's not invited. It's just it's mom's weekend.
It's mom's weekend. Now
this is getting real dangerous now.
I was going to say we're going down a slippery slope, but we have already slipped, fallen, and gone all the way down the mountain and landed in a ravine. See, kids are God's little miracles. And then you get text like 52353. My wife's best friend's son started crying right as we said our vows at our wedding.
Oh.
Yep. Which would explain why she had such an angry look on her face.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but still, the situation's different when it's a stepchild, right?
Know. You know, we need a story where a woman, if she's going to go all in on this no kids thing, she needs to ban herself from her wedding if she finds out she's pregnant. You know, one of those. I ain't going.
That's a whole nother level.
That is no kids.
Wow.
None whatsoever. All guests must pee on a stick to prove.
Gotta leave.
I'll get married via Skype.
Yep. No kids, no fetuses, no nothing.
Oh, no.
Everybody's going here and we're all drinking, whether you like it or not. A lot of people getting married this weekend.
Yes.
So shout out to you if you are. And again, you can text in to 52353. Let us know what you got going on. If there's a song you need for the awesome foursome at 9 to officially kick off this summer weekend, you can do that. Monica Brooks got a tattoo yesterday.
I did.
Yes, she
I went
did.
And got some butterflies on my left hand.
And those are not your first butterflies, right?
These are actually my first. I have a bird on my foot.
Oh, okay.
So it's not her first wing.
Yes.
Thing. Right.
Right. Yeah. So these are my first butterflies. Yes.
So you're turning yourself into some sort of winged museum, I guess, is what
it am.
Is. What do they call those places where you go where it's, you know, all the birds on display and stuff?
I don't know, but
aviary.
I don't know, but there's a butterfly garden that she can be a part of now. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's it.
So she's got butterflies. They're on your wrist, and they look in a way, left-handed people will totally understand this. They look like the ink smudge that you get when you have to write with a pen.
Yeah, well, it's a fresh tat, so it has the heel, but there's like four or five butterflies and some little dots and stuff to make it look cute.
But if I was a kid and I had to write with, there's certain kinds of brands of pens, too, would just be smudgier and leakier than other ones.
And I know what you're talking about because Ava's a lefty, and she would smear, you know.
That's why I write different. If you watch the way I write, that smudge happened when I was a kid, so I changed the way that, because I'm left-handed, too, changed the way that I wrote so that it never happened again.
Yeah, I try to elevate my wrist bit to kind of keep it off the ground, and I have to do it for whatever reason. These are left-handed problems, hashtag, I guess, where it was most difficult in greeting cards.
Oh, yeah.
Something about the material of the greeting card and the ink of a pen.
It's a little thicker.
Just
the greeting card is a little thicker.
Right. And and here you are. You're trying to say, happy birthday. I love you so much. You know, it's our anniversary and it's Valentine's Day. And it looks like a skid mark running across. So I would have to take a piece of paper and I would put it over the word. So as I wrote, I would just follow along with the,
wow,
the piece of paper. So the paper would be the barrier to protect all of the stuff. So,
there wouldn't be any slideage.
Yep. Yeah. Left-hander problems. That's what Monica's tattoo looks like. If I did the whole thing on a greeting card, and I went, oh my God, this looks like a butterfly. That's crazy. Yes.
Yeah, but shout out to Winslow.
It looks good, though. Job. I like it. Mm-hmm.
So whatever you got going on this weekend, please let us know if you end up at a party where everyone starts sucking each other's toes. Because that's what happened yesterday in the Ghost Hunters. Hannah got ghosted. She couldn't figure out why.
What happened?
And yet there was a sort of a very clear reason as to why.
We get invited to this random birthday party, and everyone's buzzed, and we're having a good time. Well, this random dude at this party is like super creepy, and he's like looking at like her feet.
Okay.
And her heels are off. She's holding them because, like, you know, we've been out or whatever.
Sure.
I go to grab a drink, and I come back. Everyone's laughing, and this dude is sucking her freaking toes.
I mean, it's just like, I don't understand why you care so much. It was like a joke.
Okay. No, how do we get from there to here? How does this happen?
I mean, we were, like, talking at this party. I thought that mostly everybody kind of knew each other. I was kind of new to the group.
Okay. That's no, Zach.
New toes. New toes to the group, sure. I've never... This really happened. Ethan, this really happened.
This totally happened.
Totally happened. Mm. Monica, you still having that cookout this weekend or not? You haven't decided?
Yeah, we haven't decided.
Okay, if you do decide, send the text out to everyone, toes out, hose out. That's what it'll be. This comes from chefs themselves. The three biggest red flags when you walk into a restaurant, that's part of the Thang Hacks.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Yeah, try to give you a little tips and tricks. Mm-hmm. Then we give Monica the floor.
I'm going to help out Jared today.
You're going to help out your own husband.
I am, actually. Okay. I would help out the kids as well, but they're, you know, about to be out of school. So I'm going to help out Jared.
Okay. You are going to help out your own husband. Will it help anybody else, or is this...
It's going to help out engineers, people that are, you know, they're working...
Oh, no.
Yes.
Engineers. Uh-huh. That means she's going to be putting something together or taking something apart.
I don't know. Maybe she means choo-choo engineers. Choo-choo! Oh. Three biggest red flags. This is according to chefs. When you go into a restaurant. So if any of these things are going down, it is a red flag for the restaurant as a whole. Antoine, what is yours?
I am helping out parents who are throwing like birthday parties, who have kids that like ice cream.
Okay.
Oh.
Most kids like ice cream. Most people like ice cream except for Antoine.
I knew this was coming. I knew.
How can you give advice on ice cream when you don't even know what you're talking about?
Because this helps me out too.
Okay. Because I mean, I'm no authority. I don't come in here and say, hey, it's Zach. I'm going to give you tips on black hair next. I don't have any. I don't give tips on it. But you claim to have something for ice cream.
Wait till you hear it.
Indulge me. Go for it.
All right. So kids love ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Kids don't do a great job at proportioning out a good amount of ice cream.
You mean for themselves?
For themselves.
Yeah, they want to take too much?
Yes. Okay. Or if you're throwing a birthday party for kids, you have this big tub of ice cream, and then you got so many people scooping it in, scooping it out, whatever.
Right.
What you do is you take a muffin tin, and you pre-portion out the ice cream scoops. And you then put wrap over top of it, keep it in the freezer.
Gotcha.
So then when it's out, you just come and scoop one scoop out, scoop, and everybody scoop, has scoop. The right amount of ice cream.
Because a lot of times it is chaos at kids' parties. They all want their everything immediately.
Yes, and it's hard to scoop that ice cream out, you know.
So you just prep it.
So it's already prepped, so you just put it in muffin tin.
Well, and it's perfect for you, too, because with the muffin tins, you can fill 11 of them for 11 kids, and then Antoine gets nothing because he doesn't like ice
cream.
That's
right.
That's also an option.
Three red flags. These are according to chefs. So these are things to look out for in restaurants. If any of these things are going down, you should at least be moderately concerned. The first one deals with the menu. This chef says if a restaurant has a one-page menu, that is usually a very good sign. It means their line cooks have become specialists and can usually nail all the dishes listed.
Ooh.
Then he says on the flip side, if a restaurant has a gigantic multi-page menu, that means tons of the stuff is frozen.
Well, yeah, of course it does. Yeah. I mean, because how are you going to make all that stuff fresh?
And they can't possibly be experts at all of it either, because it's too many things.
You're like, oh, that's 16-year-old Daniel from down the street. Oh, he's cooking the food. Oh, yeah.
I'm actually overwhelmed by large menus.
I am too. It's just too many options. Much. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second one, and I've never thought of this before, the spelling. So if there are spelling errors on the menu, for example, crab cakes, if they spell it with a K, They've done it on purpose. And here's why. Because now it doesn't have to be real crab.
No, artificial. Imitation or whatever.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You ate chicken.
Yeah. Every single culinary school chef instructor will tell you if it's misspelled, it is on purpose. Then they don't have to sell you the real thing if they don't want to. And that blew my mind when I saw that one.
Boom.
Last one, the staff. They say always look at the staff and see how they interact with each other. If they all seem to enjoy being there and they coordinate well, it means everything is running smoothly and they have a good system and you can expect good food. If, on the flip side, they seem disgruntled or upset or they don't really talk to each other, that's going to translate.
It's never organized. I mean, get that straight. It's never going to be that way. It's just about how they act.
Mm-hmm.
How good of an actor are they?
Yep.
Pulling it off.
So there's your three red flags when the next time you're out eating, you see any of those. I mean, it's not a guaranteed death sentence, but it's stuff to be aware of.
How about that?
Now we get into Monica Brooks's thang hack. Her husband is in trouble, people.
It's a double hacker.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
It's a quick double hacker.
So it's two thang hacks in one.
Yes.
So it means the pain is going to be double.
Oh, no.
Yes, in Monica's thang hacks.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
As if one thang hack a week for Miss Monica wasn't enough. Now she says it's a double hack.
Double hacker.
Ugh.
Yes.
So this is two thang hacks in one.
This could help your kids, but of course school's about to end. But this can also help grown folks, people that are in the engineering field.
Okay.
Or just, you know, they need to measure something. They're wondering, oh, you know, I can't use my phone. I don't have a ruler. What do I do?
All right. So, and you say this is for the engineering field because your husband is in the engineering field.
Yeah. Well, computer tech and, you know.
Describe to me what you believe is the engineering field. Just out of curiosity.
Well, I'm just saying like engineering as in if they have their blueprints and they're trying to measure. They're trying to construct.
Yes.
Jared has his scrolls, I call them.
His scrolls.
But they're blueprints and he always needs measurements. He's trying to work on, you know, buildings and security.
So it has
and
to
alarms.
Do with measuring things.
And yes, it does.
And?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well. In the morning, what do you enjoy?
Brushing my teeth.
Breakfast.
Okay.
You enjoy breakfast.
Yes.
And if you're in a hurry, what do you need? Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts.
Okay. Uh-oh. And you know Jared loves a Pop-Tart.
Jared does love a Pop-Tart.
All right. Well, you don't have your ruler, babe. Use your Pop-Tart.
Use your Pop-Tart.
Line up your Pop-Tart if you need to draw a line. And after that, this is where the double hacker comes in.
Uh-huh.
If you're a woman in the field, this is really easy for you. Pull out a thick strand of hair. You have that Pop-Tart in your teeth. Use that to floss it out. Double hacker.
You're flossing with your own hair. I have so many confusing questions here.
What? So it's a double hacker. You're going to eat that Pop-Tart. Uh-huh. But you're also in a field where you want to be very professional. You don't want food in your teeth.
Right.
So you take your hair out and you floss with it.
Because, Antoine, when I think professional and I think people like doctors, physicians, CFOs.
Doctors can do this as well.
Yeah, I always picture people flossing with their own hair. They do that at every country club. They're like, Worthington.
Virginia Tech right now, the professor is like, oh my gosh.
So help me understand how Pop-Tart. You know when you're measuring with a Pop-Tart, how do you know how long anything is? Is a Pop-Tart
a slide it down. Don't nibble off of it until you're done with your measurement.
Are you measuring or leveling? Are you using
Do
it to
what
level
you need
out?
It. You can use a Pop-Tart in many ways.
You know what, Monica?
You can use it in one way. I've always thought of it.
Monica,
you can use it in many ways.
I am so glad that this was a double hack and there are two hacks. Because I feel a lot better throwing them both away.
Yeah, that's good. And as we've learned, as always, two double wrongs hacker. Don't make a right. Ah! So here we are.
Yeah, double
the
Pop-Tart hacker.
doesn't have measurement on it. Is the Pop-Tart a perfect 6 inches or something?
Yeah, that's,
like you have to know how long a Pop-Tart is. In order to measure something, you need numbers, Monica.
Or if you need it to line something up, you're drawing.
And now I'm laying my
Maybe
Pop-Tart.
You're a tattoo artist. And you're like, okay, my hands are a little wiggly. I need a Pop-Tart.
Okay, I'm sorry. If any tattoo artist is using a Pop-Tart to measure any part of my body, here's my tip.
Whatever you need it for.
Here's my thang hack. Leave that damn tattoo parlor immediately.
How about Pop-Tarts, though, coming through?
Merry
coming
Christmas.
Through for the win.
Let's get the chant going. Friday, 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 Friday. Oh, Friday. Oh, Monica. Oh, thang hack.
To help out at least one to two.
I question your intentions.
Helping, I don't know.
Helping out somebody.
You say it. I don't know.
Y'all.
Text 52353.
Merry Christmas.
Monica, you had me up until the floss.
Ah, see? But she was on board.
She was trying.
She was on board with the Pop-Tart.
But then you got to the floss.
Floss with your own hair.
And I bet you someone today is going to think, man, I don't have a toothpick. My hair, that thing hack.
No.
Somebody's going to do it. Mm-mm. You better text in. And
then, I don't even think that would work.
And then they're going to go to their commencement graduation so they can go to middle school. That's the only type of person.
All those kids floss with boogers. I've seen them sticking those things in their mouth left and right. Yeah, I don't think that would work. I don't feel like the hair is going to get the stuff out, and then the hair is going to get stuck in your teeth, and you're going to have hair in your mouth, which is the worst feeling ever.
Take 5 strands and twist them. Make some floss.
Yeah, oh, so just a braid. Can I rip out a braid and just... Terrible. Text 52353. One day, Monica will have a great life hack and surprise everyone.
Yep.
Today is not that day.
It's not.
No.
I have yet to see that Friday.
Yep. This person, because of your absurd life hacks, I believe it is necessary for you, Monica, to take Monday off and think about your life decisions.
Okay, I will.
Yep. I think we're all taking Monday off to think about what
you've done. Monday off now.
I just can't. Yep. I gotta leave this
down
place.
Shop.
Oh, my God. Text 52353. If you want to get your fork used in, we're going to do a $50 gift card for a favorite person. Mm-hmm. Or if you'd rather, we have Salem Red Sox tickets. You go to a game this weekend, yep. Lebanese Festival next week. Your choice.
Fun game last night, too.
All of our prizes. Oh, yeah. Monica was there. Your kid sang the national anthem.
Yes, yeah.
If you were at the game last night and you were like, which one is Monica's kid? It's the only black kid.
Singing the national anthem with the school. It was really cute. And the game, first ball game for him.
And he kind of liked it.
He loved it. He wanted to stay. He wanted to stay longer. I'm like, oh, we got to go home, though. Get you ready for bed. He's like, I'll stay a little bit longer.
I'll tell you what. Salem Red Sox games are perfect for children.
Oh, they're great.
There's so much space. Mm-hmm. The kids play with other kids. Parents don't care.
They're just
running up and down.
Muggsy does God's work and plays with all those children. Exactly. And I will say this. As someone who is a baseball fan, sort of a baseball snob a little bit, that sort of thing, the Haley Toyota Field is one of the nicest, most scenic minor league baseball stadiums in the country. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, you look out at those mountains and you think, holy
this is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It is. Yeah. And
I don't know what nights they do the fireworks, but whenever they do the fireworks, it is.
It's usually
Saturday. I'm going to check that out.
It's gorgeous. Their fireworks are amazing,
I think it's fireworks every Saturday. I might be speaking out of turn, but this Saturday is K92 night. You've got Superhero Night.
Yep.
The Boston Red Sox World Series trophy is in the house as well. So there's a ton of stuff going on this weekend. And it will only be 900,000 degrees. So that works out great. For the first time in 80 years, something new to put in your mouth.
The K92 Morning Thing. Yo. Trending top three. Number three.
What?
Hey, I want to know. What am I putting in my mouth? For the first time in 80 years, that is correct, there is a new chocolate.
Okay.
New chocolate.
Okay. I like chocolate.
Back in 1930, it was a very sad time because we introduced the world to white chocolate.
Oh.
Which is...
I enjoy it. Watch it. I know where this is going.
Not many people. I don't really see it that much anymore.
It's not legally chocolate.
No, it's not.
It's the leftovers of chocolate. You do realize that, right?
It's the remnants.
Antoine, it's the leftovers of chocolate.
It's the spinoff. Of chocolate.
It's the fat. It's just the fat grossness
of
chocolate.
I disagree.
It's that little drop.
Nope.
Yeah. They squeeze the real chocolate and they just, it's like
And then the peel.
It's backwash.
Yeah. That's what it is. You're right. White chocolate is regular chocolate's backwash.
Yeah.
That is correct. Antoine likes it, but he has the worst taste in food. I really think you drank some hot cocoa or soup or something when you were a kid.
It
burned your entire tongue and ruined your taste buds. Because he doesn't like Mexican food or cheese or ice cream, but he likes seaweed. White chocolate. Man, that is something medical. Anyway, pink chocolate is here.
What, Pepto? What is that?
No, pink chocolate.
I don't want that.
There you go. There's a Kit Kat bar you can get now. Pink chocolate. And
this is
new chocolate. It was an invention by this dude named Barry. And Barry spent a decade developing it from this special ruby cocoa bean that they found in Brazil and in Africa. Now you can get it at Target.
So what's it in the flavor? Is it any different?
Barry says he describes the taste as neither bitter, milky, or sweet, but a tension of fresh berry fruitiness and luscious smoothness.
Pass.
See, that's why I feel too.
I don't want it.
Monica, I think you should go get some.
I want a fresh berry. I'll just eat a berry.
We should
I'll
get
muddle
it.
Muddle some berries.
You know what it probably tastes like when you get those stupid chocolates in the assorted pack that have the berry jelly in the middle and you hate them.
Thank you.
Like now the whole chocolate.
I want chocolate. I want chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, Antoine will like it because it's bad.
Yeah.
He'll like it. There's no doubt about it. About that.
Number two.
Number two trending today. I think you're on board for this movie theater, Monica. Actually, no, I don't know if you are. Because they're doing in Texas, you can bring your dog, but there's also unlimited wine.
And you can bring your dog.
And you can bring your dog. You can bring two dogs.
I got to be drunk if I'm watching a movie with a bunch of dogs.
With a bunch of dogs? I see that as a bad
canine cinemas.
No.
I don't know why.
With dogs, it sets it up for food, for fights, for people to be drunk and not be able to separate their dogs.
I'm a dog lover, but I do not understand certain people's obsession with having to take their dog everywhere. Why do you have to take your dog everywhere? Every single outdoor festival, can we bring dogs? Don't. No. It's a big crowd with food and garbage.
And then you have to pick up poop?
Exactly.
You know, who wants to do that?
But I want
to
bring my dog. No. Bring your dog to the dog park if that's what you want to do. What I do like, and I'm kind of surprised this hasn't happened more, especially with things where they try to get stuff like MoviePass off the ground.
Yeah.
This place is transitioning into a private movie theater, a members-only facility.
Oh.
So they're saying Monday to Saturday, your membership prices range from $20 to $30 a month. So it's not even that expensive.
Okay.
And then you go to the movies.
Whenever you want to.
Yeah.
Number one.
It's coming, whether we like it or not. And I'm personally terrified about this because if Miss Monica gets her hands on one of these, our lives are over, Antoine. Flying cars are coming, man.
Oh,
I don't want them.
I don't want you to have them either.
I don't want you to have one either. I don't like that.
There's a place in Miami. They are building a flying car port. It's happening. It's a 60-story luxury condo tower. And at the top, they're building a port for people to be able to land their flying cars.
I'm all about flying cars.
So if someone's flying drunk.
I know, really.
And then they crash into your house.
They're going to crash into your house,
and then the
Antoine.
Police are like outside in your yard saying, oh, we got to pull them out of your house. Like, what is going on? I don't like that. I don't like that. I have to agree
with Monica on this one.
Flying while texting. We have issues right now, so why would we add flying to it?
Where it's going to happen is, and that's what they're targeting here, is companies like Uber. Yeah. Uber's going to have flying cars to pick you up, to fly you to wherever you are. And I don't know if it's either a pilot or a robot.
I'm on board. I am on board with this completely. I've always said if I won the lotto, I'd buy a helicopter.
I disagree. I'm not for it at all.
I'm not a fan.
You're
Antoine,
very negative
I also,
today.
Yes, I am.
I think you are.
For it to be a Friday, you're very negative
yes,
right now.
Yes, I think
owning a helicopter is overrated. I'm going to guess much like a pool table. When you have one, like you just.
Much like a pool.
I had a pool table as a kid. It was so overrated.
Right. See, you never use it.
Yeah.
That would be the same thing with a helicopter, and then it's never going to have gas, and you know, you got to clean
it. It's
going to
be the
thing.
Worst time when you party, and then someone's like, oh, you have a flying car, dude.
Yep, and it pains me to say this, but I 100% agree with Monica. Ugh, I need a drink. Who or what needs to be told fork you? And you know what? I'm done agreeing with you already. Monica Brooks, I'm coming after you.
Uh-oh.
In my fork you. You and all of your people. I don't like your kind.
My people.
I will explain next. Fork you! Fork you!
Fork you!
What needs to be told, fork you? Monica Brooks, I'm going after you.
After me? What did I do?
You, and it's not just you. It's you and your whole kind.
I don't like it.
My whole kind? Yep, it is time. I finally have figured out one of Monica's biggest issues, something that drives me crazier than anything else when it comes to you. I will explain.
Fork
you, flat phone talkers.
Y'all gotta stop.
Yes. All have to stop. This is a public service announcement from me, Zach Jackson. You flat phone talkers are doing it wrong, and you're screwing us all over.
Please describe. Please describe the flat phone talker.
I don't talk. I don't hold my phone up to my ear.
The correct way.
I lay it to the side like I'm carrying a tray.
Exactly.
And I talk into
the phone. People hold it flat, and they sit there. And it's not on speakerphone either.
No, I just talk into it.
You sit there, and you talk into it, and then you listen. And you, people, stop it. Flat phone talkers, you are ruining every phone conversation because the new phones now, smartphones, all that stuff, those microphones have noise reduction built into them because they want to try to cut out as much background noise as possible.
Right. Yep.
Which is designed for when the phone is up to your ear and your mouth like a regular phone. And when you flat phone talk, it sucks your voice out of it too.
Yes, it does, which is something that I guess I need to go back to my ear.
Yeah, because every time I talk to Monica on the phone, I can't understand half of the things she's saying.
Is it muffled? Yep. Like,
and especially when she calls like from her phone, I mean, from her car, and there's all this other noise going on, it's trying to reduce all that.
Right, and she flat phones it, and what happens is it starts fine.
Does it
and
sound
then,
like
hey,
Charlie
Zach,
Brown?
How you doing? You know, later? What did you so just say? Like, I was just later.
So it's like an old school, like Charlie Brown or something. Like,
yeah, the wah, 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 wah. And I learned it. We talked to Psychic Susanna on the podcast and stuff. She flat phones
she flat
too.
Phones
it's been terrible.
Well.
And she sits there and says,
"Is that a lady thing?"
I don't know.
Do a lot
I think
of guys flat phone? I don't really pay attention.
I gotta
to
be
it.
Honest. If I saw a guy flat phoning, I would slap
are you
him.
Flat phoning it?
I'd be like, "What are you doing, dude? Don't be flat phoning over there." So you have to stop. Unless you can talk to a fellow flat phoner and the two of you can nod. Understand each other yeah. as much as you want, but I'm sick of it. Monica, if nothing else, would you please just normal phone for me?
Normal phone?
Yep, that's all
that
I ask.
Anymore.
Regular phone it.
Who or what feels needs weird. To be told?
Fork you!
Flat phoner, what do you have?
Okay, I fork you once again to the birds, because you know I told you about the birds that have been pooping sideways on the house.
Yes.
Turning their little butts and going pew right. on my house.
And you have to understand, she sounds like some sort of crazy old conspiracy theorist when we just take that out of context.
I feel like they twerk a little bit and they just poop on yeah. the house.
Monica believes
like,
that while the birds are flying through the air, they do this pop it, drop it, yeah. drop it, lock it sort of thing where they shoot
yes.
the poop sideways.
Yes, folks know what I'm talking about. Well, now
do they?
The birds have built a nest under my deck.
Oh.
So I see the nest. I'm like, so there's dirt everywhere and they're just building a nest.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Like, No, it's not, Antoine. It's not awesome
it's
because
not.
Then you have to deal with all of the nest and the stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with moral decisions you have to make yep. in life. Because the nest has got to go.
Yep.
It's like you have roommates. You're an,
no,
you have an Airbnb
not.
Right now.
They ain't paying.
They're not paying.
They ain't paying
they're just
nothing.
Pooping.
Exactly.
They're
pooping
and
you're cleaning
more
it up.
Poop.
Yep. I had to do the same thing. I had bird figured out how to build a nest in my garage because yeah. I stupidly left the door open. And I'm sorry, I had to murder that family. And
oh,
I didn't
gosh,
feel good
it feels
about
terrible.
It.
Terrible.
I mean, I didn't physically kill any of the birds, but I did destroy their home.
Yeah.
So they were homeless.
You had to move
they're
their nest.
Homeless.
Yeah.
Because there's no gentle way to do it. The
Look,
nest.
Now I feel like we should play the SPCA music.
I'm sorry, Antoine. There are sticks all over the world. They can rebuild their own house.
They
That's
have to rebuild.
Fine. I'm with you, Monica. Mm-hmm. These sideways pooping freeloaders. Yeah. Get them out of here.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told, fork you? Oh, that quiet music. Now we need loud.
Yes.
We need rage.
Kind of threw me off.
Antoine is furious with Netflix.
Oh, Netflix.
Fork you!
Fork you to Netflix. Netflix is like $14, $15 a month
yeah,
now.
Yeah, $14.99, which is $15.
There
yeah.
we go. See, I was mm-hmm. right in the range, mm-hmm. and it keeps going up. And every time I'm like, all right, I'm done with Netflix. I've seen everything I need to see.
You're
something new comes.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Orange is the New Black is coming in June. Final season. I have to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Into the Spider-Verse is coming to Netflix. I definitely want to watch that.
Stranger it Things, is. Right?
Stranger Things is coming in July. Like,
so fork you to Netflix for giving you product that you want to use.
Yes.
Yeah. Based on your subscription.
When I wanted to quit.
Understood. Uh-huh. So what you'd like them to suck more so you feel good about canceling.
Exactly, because this past spring, they haven't added anything that I wanted to watch
uh-huh.
from like February mm-hmm. until Orange is the New
Ooh,
Black.
Like, that's it. I'm out of here. And then they say, hey, how about Ladies in Prison? And you say, okay, here's my money. Whatever. Fine. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. Oh, sorry. This
She just there. It just dropped.
Is she there? No?
Hello?
Michelle?
Her call just dropped.
Her call just dropped. She yep. waited all that. Fork you, Michelle.
Oh.
You wait all this time, I line up a couple of phone calls, and then that happens. You drop the call. Oh. Adam, are you still with us? Hang on. God, come on. Adam, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Adam.
Adam, you live.
Adam's there. He's like, I'm here. I'm chilling.
All right. Adam, who or what needs to be told?
Fork you.
Adam.
Fork you to wires that seem to always get tangled up every year whenever I do inventory from like audio equipment and like
yeah, and no one has touched
headphones
them.
And mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Look at Adam's got a big weekend of wire inventory.
I know.
There's
they,
a lot
they
going
just start
on.
Intertwining themselves.
And yeah. I can hear the irritation in his
I
voice.
Understand.
Yeah.
I feel your pain, Adam. I don't get it. And I'm someone too who tries to organize that
mm-hmm.
stuff. I don't like the jumbled masses of wires. I'm the guy who complained to the power company because the light pole looked all stupid outside because the
oh,
wires
right.
were gross. But something about you walk away and then it's as if the cords come to life and they just like a snake just snarl all up in each
How does
other.
That happen?
Yeah, or are there elves? Or is it you, Monica? Are you doing that in the office here? Is
no.
that what it is? You know what, Adam, hang on. Since you did hang on, we appreciate you. And we're going to give you a prize. And I'm going to say fork you to Grace, who texted in. I'm sorry,
no,
but no.
You cannot say that to Grace.
No, I will.
Grace. Don't say that to Grace.
I'm forking Grace.
Grace has come with nothing but facts.
Because she is on Monica's side.
Yes, she is.
All you flat
Whatever.
Phoners. I don't care what your explanation is because I don't like people who flat phone. So this is, they refuse to actually put the phone up like a phone.
Uh-huh.
And they just talk with it out flat like this. They don't put it on speakerphone either, though. So it is impossible to hear them because the noise cancellation on your little speaker cuts your voice out. I can't hear you. Well, Grace says, but I have to do it that way so I don't get oils and bacteria on my face.
That is true. It'll make you break out.
Well, fork you in your precious little face. You don't talk then. You don't talk. That's it.
Don't talk that way about Grace.
Don't talk on the phone.
Just because she comes with facts. Uh-huh. Next time you're going to hold your phone to your face and you're going to get a big pimple. You'd be like, oh, man.
Yeah. And I'm going to call Grace.
You're going to think about Grace.
And I'm going to tell her that she can go herself because, and I'll flat phone her and you won't be able to understand any of it. Tell me 52353, fork you to the broke dryers. Then you got to go to the laundromat. Oh, the laundromat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, I loved the laundromat as a kid.
Yeah.
I just run around and there was like a video rental place across the street from the laundromat. And like they had video games, so like they would let us play video games for free. I loved it.
Yeah, as a kid, it's fun.
Yeah,
as a kid.
Yeah, as an adult, you're hating life.
You're like, oh man,
what kind of life decisions have I gotten myself into?
No,
I have to go to the laundromat.
It's always hot.
It's always hot. Yeah. It's always hot, and there's someone always touching your clothes.
I had a guy spit tobacco on my toe.
What?
When I was a kid, because I was sitting on one of the washing machines and by the trash can, and he went to spit, but he missed. And I have flip-flops on.
Gross.
Yeah.
Now you have to understand,
and I never
too,
forgot that moment.
Growing up in Bedford County, deep in the woods.
We went to town.
Yeah. The laundromat, too, it was, they didn't have actual dryers. It was trash cans, and then you just manually crank the trash can to dry out all your clothes. The week that was, we get here to the end, and we reflect. It's one time where it's okay to look in the rearview mirror, because you go, that was awesome.
You look back at things that you enjoyed.
The things that we said and did on the show, the things that we learned about people. Antoine and his bathroom behaviors and his clothing options.
Oh, no.
Or his optional clothing, I guess, if you want to look at it that way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to come up. Also, Monica Brooks, the serial killer, here in the top moments of the week. But first, we start with me making a declaration that I think many of us can totally agree with. Good God, I'm ready for it to be summer vacation. I am done. Not so much school. I like when you have to put up with my children all day, but it's all the activities, man. I'm done. I want them to all end. I can't.
You know, dance, soccer.
Oh, dance.
Ball.
Soccer. Yeah. Baseball. My own softball. I want them all to just come to an end. I'm done. Yeah. Summer vacation.
When summer vacation hits, we get off earlier. Then, you know, kids get out of school. Now the kids are waiting for you.
Oh, I know.
When you get home.
Oh, Antoine, trust
Put
me.
Put them in camp.
I am going to eat all of these words, and I'm going to be ready for fall by the time we get to the 4th of July.
That will happen. It happens every year.
Yep.
I'll be there. We're like, when is school start?
Who's ready for school?
These kids got to go to school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be by the end of June.
Yeah. But until then.
For the next 3 weeks, I'm ready for it to be summer.
Get these activities over.
And then I'll start saying, oh my God, why is it so hot all the time? And these children are always here and they're sweaty and they're gross. I love how Monica sounds like a 2,000-year-old woman too when she says ball. Dancing and ball. Let me see if I can find the clips. And ball. Not so much school. I like when you have to put up with my children all activities, man. I'm done. I want them to all end. I can't.
You know, dance, soccer.
Oh, dance.
Ball.
Soccer. Yeah. Ball.
That counts all balls.
Not baseball, basketball, foot, just ball.
Yeah. Hey, I got to take my kid to ball practice tonight. But you know what? Don't laugh too hard at Monica. You always try to laugh with Monica.
Correct.
Because if there is anyone on the show that we find out later is a serial killer, I do believe it's Monica.
Really?
And we had her describe some of her own traits of what it would sound like, the Netflix documentary of Monica Brooks, the serial killer.
The woman has no name. She's at Starbucks. She's at your local grocery store.
I should pause to point out, the music is wonderfully timed to Monica's insanities, and that was all by the grace of God.
She's walking around your neighborhood, always among the people, with her planner.
With a planner. Yes.
In the planner. You find notes, many, many notes.
So many notes.
Can you touch her planner? No.
Mm-mm.
Can you understand her planner?
Definitely not.
No.
Heck no.
She's in her car with her planner, driving around the town. Your roads, your back roads,
on
your
E.
country roads, on E.
Oh.
In silence.
Oh, yeah.
She has AC. but chooses to go without.
What?
The woman has a name. Monica.
Scary.
It was a little,
you're scary. Intense.
Terrifying.
The story of Monica Brooks. And we decided to the made-for-TV movie where she does kill people. All of her victims, because she drives around on E, it's whenever the car runs out of gas.
That's who she kills.
Wherever she stops, that's who dies.
The next victim.
The luck of draw.
Yeah, what's it? What's that old, where she stops, nobody knows. What's that old, what am I thinking of? Round and round.
Merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Which was actually originally a horror-type thing.
Yep. Where she stops, everyone dies. That's how they say it. Monica Brooks, the Living on E story. But that is not the top clip of the week.
The top stop there.
Clip goes to our friend Antoine. We're still learning.
Yes.
He's relatively new member of the K92 Morning Thing, so we haven't learned everything about him, and he's very embarrassed by this, and now he's even trying to backpedal and claim he never said any of it, as if Monica was the one putting the words in his mouth. I don't know what he's talking about. Either. Here's what we learned about Antoine this week.
I'm a little more concerned about him pooping in the dress shirt. Like, I would have taken the dress shirt off.
You take your shirt off to go to the bathroom?
Like a dress shirt? I would have rolled up the sleeves or something.
So
maybe.
Apparently what we've learned is Antoine must use the bathroom topless. Interesting.
Takes his socks off and everything.
How did you get there?
Antoine takes his socks off, y'all.
Monica, how did we get there? I did not say that.
I got to get him a pooping outfit.
Y'all start tweeting at Antoine because he takes his socks off when he poops.
I was here when I was talking. I didn't say any of those
things. Okay, Antoine.
At K92 Antoine takes his socks off when he's pooping.
He sure does. Someone get him some Crocs. Make it easier.
So he's got pooping Crocs on and nothing else.
But it feels good that you let us know about the secret.
And I appreciate that.
That I roll up my sleeves when I'm pooping.
Take your socks off. Put your Crocs on.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. We're here. Thank you for being brave enough to make this confession to us.
Really, though.
I feel like I just have to go with it at this point.
Yes, you do.
I just got to lean into this one.
If we keep saying it, it'll eventually be true. That's how it works.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Did you guys know it was Friday?
What day is it?
Friday.
Yes.
I'm going to go home and watch TGIF.
Oh, yeah. That used to be the thing.
That was it. I used to look forward to that.
I used to get a calzone and TGIF. Steve Urkel.
And then I'd rush to bed before 2020 came on.
Yeah.
Oh, 2020. Boy.
Oh, I like that.
I would rush to bed before
that. Oh, see, Monica, as a young woman, still wanted to be terrified and bored to death by the news.
Exactly.
Yep, pretty much.
2020. Yeah. I know that thing. That music coming. Like,
It was scary.
Closing my eyes.
TGIF is some of the, I would say, worst quality television in the history of TV.
But at the same time, the best.
That we loved. Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Uh-huh.
That was a compliment.
Yeah. Duh. Okay.
And step by step, day by day.
That theme song. That's my, you know what? Change to Spotify. Step by step on my playlist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got Urkel.
I'm telling you, kids, you missed it.
Oh, man, you guys missed out.
Step on some step by step.
I ain't even want to go out.
Day by day.
I don't have that theme song. The closest thing I have is this from the New Kids
People
on the Block.
People, step by step. Oh.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Gonna get to your girl.
Oh, yeah. This,
I have to do the dude part of that. Girl.
You could.
The low part.
But all of it's dudes. You said you did the dude part there. They're all dudes, Monica.
But I had to be another dude. We need step by step.
Do I have any of these? Let's see.
People
okay.
We love.
This is the best I can do for right now. All right. Y'all can enjoy. Oh my God. I'm going to take away both your black cards.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about black cards.
Everywhere you go, there's a heart, a hand to hold on to. Everywhere you look, there's a face of somebody who needs you.
Oh, man.
That's everybody's jam.
Hello, out there, and you're all alone. Light is waiting to carry you home.
Yep, back in the
Everywhere
day.
You look.
When we thought nothing of three grown men raising children together.
All girls.
I know.
All right, right, I got a special treat for you, too. It's on YouTube, so I can't vouch for how good it is. So let's see.
Here we go.
Mark, I'm so excited.
I love the brother, too. It's a rare
condition this day and age. This sounds like the same guy.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh, I know. Page. You're the condition of a grand design.
Some people say it's even harder to find. Oh, there's Eddie. Bagging groceries. Oh, there's the one that did porn. Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, no. There's the one that did porn. Yes. My bad. Oh, the little baby. What is going on here today? Owen Urkel. Oh, my God. This is so early on in the theme song. Urkel's not even in the credits.
Yes, oh, my gosh. Yes, that is so early.
He wasn't supposed to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, boy, that show would have gotten canceled.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Jennifer Garner, what are your feelings on her? Lame. All right. I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
Antoine, your eyes just said it.
I have said in the past, and I'm going to maintain this, and there's nothing wrong with her. She seems like a wonderful, sweet person. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that part of the reason that she and Ben Affleck got divorced is once they had children.
She became just a mom.
She became just a mom. She went into that mom mode, which I do think, hey, that's fine for some people if that's what you want to do.
It can happen easily too, yes.
But I do believe it can affect your marriage, and that's why a lot of people get divorces and say, I'm all about my kids. I put my kids first. Well, if you put your relationship second, third, and fourth,
and
it ends.
I mean, yeah, and everyone knows that. But she, even I think knowing that, she still chose to, you know, spend time in the garden and hang with Ina Garten.
Yeah.
That's like her best friend. Seriously. I'm for real.
It is.
They're close friends.
So she's friends with like a 65-year-old woman.
And that's fine. But Ina chills and makes soup.
Right.
Her food looks delicious.
You're
but
judging right now.
Ben Affleck wants to be Batman and sit around and have drinks and stuff.
Yes, he's dating a Playboy model.
Exactly. Oh, and I think she was that Playboy model attitude, and now she's like, I don't do those things anymore because I'm a mom.
Though, but she
has
8 life tips for graduates.
Right. She was speaking at, I forget.
She gave a commencement speech.
I think it's Denison College.
Yes, in Ohio. That was her school.
Yeah, she went to that school. And all of it, again, wonderfully sweet, but all of it just kind of dorky.
When it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox?
It's Halloween.
Nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s. Don't walk down the Grand Canyon to see what it looks like from the bottom. Don't smoke and don't vape.
Well, don't
I'm
vape.
Sorry, somebody has to say it.
Again, all of it is just wonderfully.
And I get it. She has good messages there, yes, but we already know and it's. And but I don't know.
I thought the mailbox thing was funny.
See, you I didn't thought, think
you
so
laughed?
At all.
Did you? Because I didn't hear it. I didn't hear you laugh.
You judged over top of my laughter.
It's like someone texting LOL. That's what you just did.
And you know what? You could combine that funny and sexy into one costume that is a mailbox, where it's a box with a bunch of men in it.
See, there you go.
See?
She didn't specify.
And you're sexy.
All That's what it is. Chrissy Teigen. So she's another one.
She's fun though. This one's fun.
She is fun, but she?
But she tries so hard to prove that she's fun, makes you less fun.
Well, she says that she has a bad habit she's trying to kick. Her late night snack. She enjoys a sandwich.
Oh, a sandwich.
Yes, can you believe it?
Yeah, this is one where I think a lot of people have a short fuse with someone who is a supermodel and in great shape, and they go, "Oh, I can't stop eating sandwiches."
Yeah, she loves a ham and cheese sandwich at night.
But John makes the sandwich for her.
He makes all the meats.
That's what I was waiting for.
Sandwiches and some bread.
Yep.
Because I love singing sad songs.
You are such a hater.
Some butter on my head.
You are a hater.
Man, yes.
I tell you what, Monica, you and I are pooping on this hot list so much, we got to take our socks off like Antoine. That's what we need to do. I was waiting 3.5 minutes for that.
Found a way to bring it back around.
Sure enough.
Thing in the house, celebrating the weekend, but sometimes the meal is just sad.
Just sad.
Pathetic.
I know, I told y'all what I had for dinner. It was a sad dinner.
Oh, yeah. It's Monica Brooks and a slice of cheese.
Yeah, because I'm like, there's food in the house, but I don't want that. I don't know what I really want, so I just said, yes. Screw it.
One sad square of unwrapped orange American cheese just sitting there on a plate. Even the plate looks depressed.
Yeah. I didn't have a plate. It was just a napkin. It was that sad.
You just have your hand.
Yeah.
You know, anything where your hand is the plate, you've definitely sort of qualified as a sad meal. It happens.
Yeah.
And then there's other times, too, we call it the Poe meal, where it's almost, this is sort of nostalgic. You look back on, oh, man, I was so Poe. And we would eat the Poe meal.
Like sometimes as a kid, you just get creative. And you just want to see what's in the house. Well, I have this, but I have that. They don't really match, but I can make it work.
I had an entire summer in high school. No, I was not Poe. I will go ahead and say that I grew up in an upper middle class house. My dad's a lawyer. But I had a friend who his parents got divorced over the summer, and they were just gone. They had disappeared. They were doing their own thing. They were both dating and fighting with each other and everything. So we essentially had the house to ourselves for an entire summer. No one was there. They didn't even come home late at night. They were just gone. Man. Abandoned house. So of course at 17 years old, this becomes your house. That's fun. Problem is, we don't really grocery shop, so there really was no food in the house, and that is where the creation of the Poe dog first started.
Okay.
That's right, my friends. You take a hot dog bun.
Okay.
And I always find that I enjoy a toasted hot dog bun. You know, when you're enjoying your hot dog, you want to toast up that bun a little bit, so we would, of course, toast that up. And, you know, like to add a little mustard as well to your hot dog, which is fantastic. So we add a little mustard. We didn't have any hot dogs. I should point that out because there was no food in the house. So that was the Poe dog.
Bread and condiments.
Yeah, you make it work.
The hot dog bun. And now we sort of pretended that there was a hot dog
there. That's all. You had to use your imagination.
Oh, yeah. And we would eat it like a hot dog. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't just break it off and eat little pieces of the bun. It was, here's my hot dog. It's the sad Poe dog.
In my family, I don't eat it because I don't enjoy
it. You don't eat food.
Either one of these things, but the tomato sandwich let me say it right. The mayda sandwich. The mayda sandwich is just tomatoes, slices, and mayonnaise, and two pieces of bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love a good tomato sandwich when it comes to
sandwich.
This time of year.
You get fancy, put some seasoning or something on it.
Yeah. I love this text. Their Poe meal was cheese balls. So not, you know, you go to the store and get those cheese balls. No, it's not that. The dad would take cheese and bread and then ball it up. So it wasn't a sad cheese sandwich. It was a fun cheese ball.
It's actually gourmet.
Crunchy and everything.
Toast that up a little bit.
It's on Pinterest.
It's a grilled cheese.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. That's not grilled.
That's not grilled.
No.
or real cheese.
Yeah. Ramen noodles is always a very popular one. I understand that. The Poe. What is egg in a basket? Does anybody even know?
I don't know what that is.
Egg in a basket.
Is that sort of the egg in the nest?
I don't know what that is.
Is that a Poe meal? That's just egg and toast.
I think it's just a simple meal.
Yeah. That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. That's good. Like, you know, egg in a basket.
Yeah. Do you have any other Poe meals
I loved potted meat.
Oh, the potted meat. That's right.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, the potted meat. I love those. I used to love those little cans of potted meat as a kid.
That is one of
and
the
saddest. And they still sell them, I think, right?
Of course they do.
Yeah, yeah. And those little weenies with the gel that's around them.
Oh, the gelatinous.
Whatever that is.
Yep.
I love those things. We had that and pig's feet in a jar.
See, and
pig's
all right.
Pig's feet in a jar.
Yes.
Let me just say, how dare you, Monica?
What?
Okay. Everybody gets mad at me and they say, don't make fun of Monica in Bedford County. You're being unfair. And then you bring up all this stuff and you make it too easy.
But like you said yes as if you enjoyed.
No, God, no. None of those things. Again, no, I'm just over here thinking, you know, what is that? That gelatinous sludge at the top of the weenie?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's called Bedford toothpaste. That's what it is.
Oh, no, you better stop.
You set me up for that, woman.
No, I did not. You better stop.
Yes, you did.
Why,
I can't help it.
Why do you have to go in on Bedford like that?
So all complaints directed to Monica.
Wow. Bedford's a very beautiful area.
But since it's about Bedford, please do not text it to 52353. Please just open up the window to your house and shout. So that would, it's much better.
Watch his back.
It's a hip hop spelling bee. It's a hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
It's a hip hop spelling bee. It's a hip hop spelling bee.
Shona.
Long, long weekend in the house. Ladies, just go ahead, remove your blouse. Then jiggle around and celebrate with me as we play the hip hop spelling bee.
Well, well, well.
It's a long weekend. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Would you like to
team up with us? He has a Monica said, George, you had a George voice.
He does have a George voice.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
It fits. Your voice fits George.
Yeah, when I say hello, George. So, George, would you like to team up with Antoine or Miss Monica today, George?
I'm going to try Miss Monica.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a very George-like voice, I do believe. Never heard President George Washington's voice,
but it would sound
similar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. Let's see. Courtney. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Oh, thank God you don't have a George voice. That's it.
That would be different.
It would have been confusing.
It would. I feel like Courtney has a bit of a Courtney voice.
Yeah, she does.
Courtney, it's going to be you and Antoine, okay?
All right.
Yep, see, that's what a Courtney would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hip-hop spelling bee, we go back and forth. Rappers and their entourages, well, you know, they have unique ways of spelling names.
Yes, they do.
Can be very creative, so it's all very tricky. Because then it gets tricky, too, because you don't know, is this person messing around? Are they spelling it for real?
What's the deal?
So we go back and forth. Monica Brooks, you were chosen first, so you get to go first in the hip-hop spelling bee. First person to three, or whenever we get sick of this game. So, Monica Brooks, here we go. Please spell... Travis Scott. Travis Scott.
T-R-A-V-I-S-S-C-O-T-T. Travis Scott.
Correct.
Yep. All right.
He's okay. Straightforward, yeah. But you Travis never Scott. Fully know.
Yeah.
Travis Scott
Could
is
be one
correct.
T, you know.
A dollar sign. Antoine, please spell 21 Savage. 21 Savage.
All right.
Hip-hop spelling bee.
21 Savage. That would be the number two and the number one. S-A-V-A-G-E. 21 Savage.
Correct. Yep, there we go.
Straightforward. Uh-oh. Straightforward.
Uh-huh. Now we get to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, now we do get to the nitty-gritty right. Just a little bit. Here on the K92 Morning Thang, Monica Brooks.
Yes.
Please spell Quinn 92.
Quinn 92. That's a real rapper.
Quinn
it's a license plate.
92.
Quinn, not Dr. Quinn.
Quinn 92.
Medicine Woman.
Quinn 92 has a couple of good songs, actually.
Quinn
92.
Good luck with this.
I know. Never even heard of it. Say Quinn 92. Okay. Quinn 92. Q-U-I-N. N.
Okay. Extra N. I will tell you this.
What?
You are correct so far.
The okay. number 92.
The number 92.
Yep. Quinn 92.
No,
I'm not that
means you're wrong.
I'm sorry. Antoine, your chance to steal Quinn 92. And as you know, the first part was correct.
And it was, you know, and I've already forgotten it. All right. Did you say I legit forgot. I legit forgot.
Q-U-I-N-N.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say.
Oh, you
I
gave lied. Part of the answer.
Q-U-
is that
I don't care. I-N-N 92. 92. N-I-N-E-T-Y and the number two.
92.
Quinn 92.
Sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Oh, see, he elevates his game a little bit here, Quinn 92, because it's Quinn 92. Q-U-I-N-N. Then X-C-I-I.
What?
So I was going to get that.
The Roman numerals
Come
for
on.
92.
Wow. Ugh.
Quinn 92 in the house.
That's impossible.
Got to know your Roman numerals.
I like it, though.
I actually knew Quinn 92.
I know. Look at you.
I would have gotten that one.
I did not.
Okay, Antoine, please spell Roddy Rich. Roddy Rich.
Roddy Rich.
Hip-hop spelling bee. All tied up 1-1.
Never heard of this person either.
If you don't get this, we go to tiebreaker.
All right.
Roddy Rich is on the charts right now.
Roddy Rich.
I pull these right off the charts. Well,
all
some
right.
of them.
Roddy Rich. R. O. Roddy. Roddy. Maybe like a dog. So R O T T I E R I C H. Like the Rottweiler.
Like a Rottweiler, uh huh. Nope.
That
means you're wrong.
Monica, get this right, okay. You win. Get it wrong, we go to
Roddy,
tiebreaker.
Roddy Rich. Roddy Rich. R-O-D-D-Y.
Mm-hmm.
R-I-C-H. Roddy Rich.
Is?
Oh, crap. What?
So close. Roddy Rich. R-O-D-D-Y. You had that correct. R-I-C-C-H. That's an extra C.
Another
in there.
C. Extra consonant. So it's a silent C. So it's
the
R-I
C is
a silent C.
Rich.
C-H.
The C is silent. Okay, we go to tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
This is for both of you. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Here we go.
Mm.
2 Chainz.
Monica.
Yes, Monica.
All right, hold on.
I almost
Watch
said
I
your name.
Up. Watch I mess it up. All right, the number two.
Uh-huh.
The letter C-H-A-I-N-Z. 2 Chainz. And what they do?
And they stay there.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Headlines. I take a word out of the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And you just try to fill in the blanks, try to figure out the blow your mind wacky news story. Story number one. Guy wakes up from a night of drinking to find his blank missing. Is it A, wallet, B, pants, C, that?
That's gone.
You think it's that?
That's the first thing that popped up when you said it.
Oh,
said
yeah, and of course you have to say it that way, too. Oh. The first thing
that popped up.
Shame on you. And you know what? You are, in fact, correct. That is the answer.
Yeah, don't even bother asking me.
I'm not even bother.
Okay, all right.
You are correct. Guy wakes up from a night of drinking, doesn't realize that it has been chopped off.
He was that drunk that he didn't feel it?
44-year-old dude in China woke up, found that it was missing. So drunk, didn't notice that someone chopped it off.
Was it like?
Wow.
I don't know. Like, how was it?
Doing air quotes, good news in this story. Whoever did it left it next to him in a package.
Well, you got it.
And he went.
How long had it been sitting there? It's like a tooth. Put it in milk. Bring it back to life or something.
And
that's what they say for a tooth. Milk? You know, put it in milk
okay.
And it helps. I don't
and this
know.
This is just the. This is like
know.
A molar, I guess.
Yeah, you got to rush to the hospital.
Well, they rushed him to the hospital.
Saved
7-hour
it.
Surgery, and they were in fact able to reattach, and they say it's working.
There you go.
Is
Great
this
story.
A happy ending?
It
I don't
is.
Know.
Well, it is.
It
yes.
is a happy ending.
Technically, it is.
He says he has no idea who chopped it off or
no
why
idea.
They did it.
I don't know. Maybe you need to check your life.
Stop drinking.
You get that drunk that it's cut off, you don't feel it.
Here's another drinking story.
Oh.
Security system in a bar goes off.
Mm-hmm.
3:00 yeah. in the morning. They find blank.
All right.
A camel.
Ooh.
B, 100 pigeons. Or C, a guy who hid in the bar after it closed so he could drink for free after everybody left.
C.
Yeah.
C is correct. Yeah.
C.
Yeah.
There's really no other way to tell this. Uh-uh. He's just adorable, though. Oregon. He's at the beach club on a Thursday night, 3:00 in the morning. Security system goes off. They find out that when it was closing time, 31-year-old Jason McIntyre said he was in the bar drinking, was shutting down. He just kind of hid until everybody left.
Mm-hmm.
Party on, baby.
Yeah.
Is that where would you like to be? Kind of all by yourself where you're not supposed to be when it closes. Is it a bar or would you rather be in like Best Buy?
It's totally like Best Buy.
You mm-hmm. don't get to keep anything though.
It's Best Buy, Dave and Buster's, something like that.
Oh, Dave and Buster's.
I want to be at a casino.
Ooh, yes.
I want to be a casino because I can take home my cash, right? It still comes out. But some of the coins or something. I can go back the next day and turn them in.
They're called chips, Grandma.
I've never been.
And you don't get real money. They lock all that up when they leave.
But then don't you get your coins out? Then I can return.
They're called chips.
The chips or whatever. And then I just come by the next day and turn them in.
Again, this is not about stealing stuff. This is the place you actually get to go and just have fun. I think Dave and Buster's actually is the best answer because they have alcohol and video games.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. a kitchen. There's
and
food back there, too.
You can cook. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Grandma Edna over here playing the penny slots.
And I have my fanny pack.
Guys, I have my coins. They're called
coins?
Chips.
I don't know.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.